The final book in author Lev Grossman's best-selling Magicians trilogy comes out this week, The Magician's Land. It's a literary fantasy inspired by Narnia and Harry Potter that tells the story of what happens to brilliant young wizards when they grow up and have to deal with the world. NPR's Petra Mayer caught up with Grossman at San Diego's Comic-Con.
Lev Grossman is a fantastic and slightly terrifying person to see Comic-Con with. He has no problem taking unspoken insecurities and dragging them out into the light.
What is going by over there? I can't even tell.
When you're walking around Comic-Con, you're constantly gauging your own cultural literacy, and I frequently come up short, like in the case of that appears to be a radish with blue tentacles and a stripy hat. I got nothing.
I have to admit, I didn't know either. But despite Grossman's self-deprecating manner, he's really not lacking in cultural literacy.
I grew up in a house full of books, plus one to nerdiness already. My parents are both English professors, and they were great champions of the canon and the high works of Western civilization, also Eastern civilization. So in order to irritate them, I became a devotee of all things nerdy and unrespectable, and it worked. They were irritated by that.
But Grossman says that high-low cultural divide just isn't valid, and he's spun his youthful quest to irritate his parents into a profitable adulthood. He's a book critic, and as he puts it, a sort of office geek at Time magazine, and he's just released the last volume in his best-selling Magicians trilogy. It's the story of high schooler Quentin Coldwater, who discovers not only that he has wizardly powers a la Harry Potter, but that Fillory, the magical land he loved to read about as a child, is in fact real. There are no wholesome mugs of butterbeer here, though. Quentin and his pals curse, drink, and screw up their lives. They're much more like people you might actually know than lofty fantasy heroes. Grossman says the series was inspired by the wait between books 5 and 6 of Harry Potter.
It was a long wait, and I started thinking both about how passionately I felt connected to this character, and yet also how different my life was from his. And I started thinking about how could I tell a story like that, but tell it in an adult way with sort of all the adult realities people are dealing with when they're in their 20s and 30s.
Now, we know Harry Potter comes out all right in the end, Grossman says, because we see him in an epilogue, dropping his own kids off at Hogwarts.
How does he get there? What is it like when he doesn't have Dumbledore anymore to give him friendly advice? He doesn't have Voldemort anymore to have big, spectacular battles with? It's a very different kind of story, a very different kind of fight. It's a struggle to figure out, you know, what magic is for when it's not obvious.
That story about the struggle that talented kids go through when they grow up, it sounded, well, kind of autobiographical to me. And Grossman says that, yes, there is a little bit of himself in Quentin Coldwater.
My 20s were, they weren't even a spectacular failure. They were like an unspectacular failure. I just flopped out of so many careers. I had such a hard time figuring out who I was and where I was going that when I turned 30, one of the things I started doing was thinking about how to tell the story about this horrible, difficult time I'd been through and tell it through the lens of fantasy.
It's a great time to be writing fantasy, or reading it, Grossman says, because the genre is evolving at a fearsome rate and people are doing things with it that haven't really been done before. He points particularly to Susanna Clarke's 2004 novel, Jonathan Strange and Mr. Norrell.
I think the style owed a lot to Jane Austen. It was very beautiful, very lyrical, very, very funny, and very real. And you felt yourself reading it, and you felt yourself being moved in ways that you were accustomed to be moved by literary fiction. She was showing that fantasy could do all that stuff. There really are no limits.
But one of the things fantasy does best is give misfit kids and adults a home inside its pages, which might account for maybe the most surprising thing about Lev Grossman. Like me, he used to love Anne McCaffrey's Dragon Riders of Pern books.
I don't usually find guys that'll cop to being Anne McCaffrey fans. I always thought of those as chick books.
Maybe they are. In my innocence, I didn't know. But The White Dragon was a book about me.
So you're the lord of a minor holding, and you have impressed a runt dragon accidentally? Do you still have him?
You may not know that about me, but yay. He's got his own house now. Works in the healthcare industry. He's doing well. We stay in touch.
Petra Mayer, NPR News.